You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Africa is getting some much-needed cash to help with vaccine manufacturing and distribution. The MasterCard Foundation announced it's going to donate $1.3 billion in a partnership with the continent's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So far, vaccination efforts in Africa have been sputtering at best, even as infections are on the rise. In Nigeria, its most populous country, only 0.1% of people are fully vaccinated. That rate is even lower in Kenya. And in at least five countries, no doses have been administered at all. Moving on, people are driving more. U.S. vehicles traveled approximately 20% more miles in March 2021 compared with the same month in 2020, indicating that people are starting to move more freely. But traffic patterns in cities look very different now than they did pre-pandemic. In many big U.S. cities, where there was once a big morning rush, traffic is now building slowly throughout the day with a peak in the afternoon. These new rhythms could be the result of telecommuting or a byproduct of the slow return to mass transit. And the Delta variant of COVID-19 is spreading. It was first detected in India and now accounts for over 6% of cases in the U.S. and potentially more than 18% of cases in some parts of the country. That's according to the CDC. In the U.K., it's responsible for more than 60% of cases, a situation Anthony Fauci said the U.S. is keen to avoid. That said, a new study coming out of England indicated that vaccines are still highly effective against the variant. And promisingly, daily case counts in the U.S. remain the lowest they've been since the early days of the pandemic.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.